I'm Brandon Tyler McEwen. He's from Safford High School Bulldogs. I'm the starting quarterback.
I'm Taryn Bingham for the Thatcher High School football team. I'm the starting quarterback for our team.
We'll be playing on opposite sides of the field on Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Thatcher Stake Center. I'll be baptized Brandon McEwen, and we'll be in the same baptismal font together. Give me some
knuckles.
This is Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. Brandon and Taryn are quarterbacks for rival high school teams in Arizona, but as they talk about their story, they laugh, give each other pats on the back, and ask for an occasional fist bump. Their high schools, Safford and Thatcher, are located just 2.2 miles apart. But many people in the neighboring towns feel there is a stigma that people are different on the other side of a small road that separates the towns. These two 17-year-old boys are breaking down that barrier. Taryn is baptizing Brandon on the day after their rivalry game. It all started when two boys met on a fifth-grade city basketball team.
And that's where we like first started meeting up with each other, real big. He was always the one who was like best kid on the team, and everyone was like, dang, he's good, and I was the one who's on the bench. Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Brandon is 6'4 and has a commanding presence, but is a young man of few words. His dad was baptized a member of the Mormon Church, but isn't active. Safford is a three-hour drive from Phoenix and has a fairly big LDS community, which has allowed Brandon some exposure to the Mormon religion. But it wasn't until Taryn started inviting him to church that he began to learn more about it.
I really didn't know what the Mormon religion was until I just seen, like, I didn't know what missionaries were. I just seen some kind of white tie, or just a tie just trying to preach the gospel. But I knew Taryn since I met him. I got baptized when I was little. Well, you're supposed to get baptized when you're a baby in the Catholic Church, but I got baptized when I was 8 years old, and that was a pretty good experience, and I thought I was going to stay Catholic. But then I had a couple of trials in my life, and I felt like being Catholic wasn't the right thing, and like just wasn't the right thing for me, and I wanted to gain faith and hope and stuff. So after all that was said and done, I, like Taryn said, I went to church with him a couple times, and that was pretty good, but I wasn't consistent as I should have been.
Brandon started coming to church with one of my cousins for a while, and then kind of stopped. You know, I'd call him a few times here and there, bring him to church. But after a while, it kind of just started slowing down. And then he started meeting up with Brother Palmer, and that's when things just caught on fire, and it was awesome. And that's when he just started wanting to everything. He wanted to change because Brandon wanted to change, not because no one else wanted him to change.
I'm Brother Palmer. I teach seminary here at Thatcher with the Thatcher Eagles, just 2.2 miles from the Safford Bulldogs, our rivals. Brandon and I and Taryn have all played basketball together in city leagues and things like that. I know I don't look like a basketball player, but I'm really good. But just kidding. My little 9-year-old had seen Brandon dunk it in a basketball game, and so he idolized him, thought he was LeBron James. And I told my now I sit next to my 9-year-old, and I said, I know Brandon. And he's like, no way, Dad. I said, no, I promise, watch. And so he was with one of my seminary student girls, and I looked over, and I'm like, hey, tell Brandon to wave at my boy. And so Brandon waved. Anyway, so he came over and made friends with my son and found out that my son was going to have a surgery on his jaw. They thought it could be a tumor or leukemia. And Brandon asked me the next day if it'd be okay if he came over after the surgery and saw my son. And he came over and brought him a note that said, hey, if you'll tell me where you're sitting at the game, I'll point at you if I make a three-pointer. I told my son, don't get too excited. I don't know if he's going to follow through with his promise. But sure enough, the first play of the game, and he called for the ball, and he made this three-pointer and pointed over at my son. Because of the rivalry, there was a lot of booing from the one crowd, thinking he was being kind of arrogant or cocky. But throughout the game, he had 30 points that game, and every time he made a three-pointer, he pointed my son. And so, anyways, they developed a relationship that way, and my family was kind of introduced to Brandon. From that day on, my son, he'll talk about it in his talk at his baptism, but my 9-year-old son's prayed that Brandon would join the church. He just loved Brandon.
Brandon began to come to seminary and build a relationship with Brother Palmer. At the same time, the Palmer family was praying for a missionary experience.
I remember actually specifically the morning that Brandon texted me and asked if he could come to church. And he came, and then we invited him over for Sunday dinner after that, and then had him for home evening the next night. Of course, we had been praying in our family to have a missionary experience. We have three boys that I hope become missionaries before they go on a mission. And so when he texted that, my wife and I both knew that that was an answer to our prayers. We didn't know how far that would go. You never know when someone contacts you and just asks to go to church how far that's going to go. But we couldn't have imagined what was going to happen from there. Our family has tried to help any way we could, but he was the one that asked me.
Brother Palmer invited me to some family evenings, and I would go with him. And then one of the first lessons was Joseph Smith from history, or how he became Mormon and all that stuff. I like that a lot. He's just looking for the right church. He just wanted to gain that peace and faith.
After that lesson, Brother Palmer challenged Brandon to pray.
When Brother Palmer challenged me to read the scripture, James 1:5, and challenged myself to ask the Heavenly Father anything you want. Just don't be scared. Just ask, and He'll answer your prayers. And well, I knelt down like Joseph Smith. I didn't find a garden or grove. I just knelt like before my bed and just asked Heavenly Father. Like I read James 1:5 first, and then I asked Him. And I never really asked Heavenly Father for what church is true, and I asked Him, and I got that warm feeling inside, and obviously I knew this church was true. Now it's not, when I get a warm feeling inside, I kind of get goosebumps, and I felt the Spirit inside, so that warm tingling sensation, you know. But I know I felt good inside, and I know that the next step was to become a member of the church.
I think that's when Brandon decided that he would join the church, is when he heard the story of the Prophet Joseph Smith going in the grove of trees. It was neat. My whole family, we went around, and each in our family, including Brandon, who really has become part of our family, told how they felt that moment. And one of my sons said, "Dad, I've never felt this good in my whole life." It was neat. The Spirit was very strong in our home that night. And he felt it, and we felt it. And the next day, he prayed and got his answer and asked if he could, or I asked if he'd be willing to be baptized, and he said yes. So then we invited him to meet with the missionaries. And they got a golden contact in Brandon when we told him, "Hey, he wants to be baptized already. Will you teach him?"
After going to Brother Palmer, and he influenced me a lot, I just started having missionary discussions. They've been through thick and thin with me. I mean, they help me with everything. They make the gospel easier, teach me the commandments, the word of wisdom, tithing, all that. That I should know that Heavenly Father wants us to do.
Taryn heard that Brandon was becoming interested in the church and wanted to be more involved.
The story behind that was we were sitting in priest quorum, but every day we go into priest quorum, we stand up and we quote D&C 4, and it talks about, you know, a marvelous word is about to come forth among children, man. And it said, "Wherefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that you serve Him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength." And I was like, you know, there's got to be something I can do to serve. There's got to be something that's right in front of me I'm missing. And that's when Brandon came out, and I was like, you know, I want to help out with that.
Brandon then asked Taryn to begin attending the missionary discussions at Brother Palmer's home, which was a blessing for the Palmer family.
So for me to be able to be having this experience where these two are over at my home, sitting down, sharing the gospel, and my little family is watching these two boys live the gospel. I couldn't have asked for a better thing for my family than for these two boys who dress up every Friday night in different jerseys and to sit in my living room and to want to read another one, a scripture, and then bear his testimony that he knows his church is true, and the other to make the commitments, to follow the commandments, and change his life.
Brandon was very affected by the spirit that he felt during the missionary discussions and the hope and comfort he experienced.
Just not so much what they teach, is just always have faith in what you do, and that like Heavenly Father is always there for us, and like the gospel will bring you closer to that.
When asked why Brandon chose the day after the rivalry game to be baptized, he simply says it was just a month after the day he agreed to be baptized.
I was having missionary discussions. It was August 4th, and the sisters came in, and like Brother Palmer asked me the day, like a couple of days before, like, are you going to be baptized? I was just like, yeah. Like, I told him, yeah. But then, like, the sisters come over, we had a discussion, and then they're like, so are you going to be baptized? I was just like, just iffy and just like shocked that, like, I'll be like, no, it's too early, you know. But then they're like, yeah, September 4th. And then I was like, oh, I think we're playing Thatcher the night, that day before. So I was like, I don't know how that'll work out. And then just Taryn baptized me. That just makes it a cooler story. I was planning on Brother Palmer baptizing me. But then, you tell me a story.
Oh, that's when, you know, I figured out from my cousin, I was like, Brandon was getting baptized. And I was like, did he know I could baptize? And she's like, no, I didn't. I was like, you know, I'm going to let him know, you know, not ask him, just let him know, hey, I can baptize you. So I was going to pick up a tractor one day, and so I called him on my way over there, and I said, hey, what's up, man? Here you're getting baptized. And he's like, really? You know. So we kind of talked on it for a while, and that's when I said, you know I can baptize, right? And he's like, no, I didn't really know that. I was like, well, you know, if you'd like for me to, I'd be more than happy to do that for you. And that's when, you know, he's like, all right, I'll think about it and I'll get back with you. And then he got back with me pretty soon. He said yes, and that's when everything just started falling into place perfectly.
Taryn's been a good example to Brandon, obviously to the point where he wanted him to perform the ordinance of the baptism. But the thing that's maybe most notable to me is that they don't live by some of the other standards of that there's this rivalry, therefore we can't be friends or we can't talk. They're friends no matter where they live, what school they go to. It's just been awesome to watch that, because even some of the adults, sometimes we have a hard time, you know, they're from whatever town, they must be like this. And they've just broke a lot of those barriers down that really aren't supposed to be there, you know, as far as members of the church. When Terrence been involved in these discussions and testified to Brandon, and you just see that he didn't care where he's from or what his background is, that the Lord made him an instrument in the hand to bring him, at least, to the church. And who knows who else after this. I could see a lot of people coming into the church because of Brandon's example.
Terrence says many people are surprised when he tells them he is baptizing Brandon.
It was funny, like, just the other day I was at my church, had an interview with the bishop for the baptism, and I was talking to this guy in my ward named Brother Waters, and he's one of those old-timers who played football, and he's real banged up, and, you know, I was telling him, well, guess what's going on, I'm baptizing Brandon McEwen, Safford's quarterback, and he says, are you kidding me? I'm like, no. He's like, that's awesome. He's like, back when I played, no chance that happened. So, I mean, it's a big rivalry. It's gone back quite a ways, but with everything that's going on in this, I hope people see, you know, it's a fun thing to have a rivalry, but it's not the most important.
Brother Palmer says people who normally are focused on the rivalry game have been able to get excited for the baptism as well, adding a different tone to the game.
I think it's this big for the whole community. The temple coming here, I feel like it's changed this community in a lot of ways. It's now the person you might have yelled at the game or whatever might be in the temple with you. I think things, you know what I mean? Those barriers have been broken. But it's a buzz. The kids are all excited. They're wanting to be at the game. But the baptism is just huge. It's huge.
Brandon says most of his friends have been great about the baptism and the rivalry.
People just say how far goes back, like my great-grandpa played in this, and they tell me the stories about it and who wins and just bragging rights. My coaches can't get over it, you know. It's a good rivalry. They're supporting me in ways, but they're really happy for me that I'm making the decision. But Yeah, mostly positive. And then there's some people that doubt it too as well. I just like feed off just what people say. Like that makes me a stronger person and builds up my faith and hope, and just they don't know what's truth, you know.
When I first started telling my friends in Thatcher, they're like, "No way, that's the day after." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." And, you know, we'd talk about it with them, and, you know, I mentioned, I'm like, you know, this is probably one of the greatest points anyone can make. Sports is important to every high school kid, but when you're able to kind of, you know, not take focus off the game, but after it be focused for our baptism, and Brandon making this choice in his life is a really great thing. And they support me quite a bit, my team especially. They're behind me on this, and it's good to have them like that.
We have the Thatcher Eagles hosting the Safford Bulldogs and the Crosstown Rivalry version 2010. If last year's game is any indication, we are ready for a big one here tonight. McEwen in the shotgun, first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Fakes the handoff to Garcia, heads left, McEwen can run. He's got room to go. He's got a first down or more across the 40, and he's down at the 41-yard line. McEwen with a 15-yard pickup on the ground to start the game. And now we will see Taryn Bingham, the starting quarterback for the Thatcher Eagles. He's a senior quarterback. He will have great field position to start his first possession of the night, trying to answer the McEwen drive. First down and 10, Eagles from their own 45-yard line, trailing the Bulldogs already 7-0.
Even though Taryn and the Thatcher Eagles were outscored 22-41, his relationship with Brandon didn't skip a beat.
I don't know. The friendship's always been there first before the rivalry. Like, I don't know. I play just as hard every game. I don't, you know, do anything extra for this game. But the friendship, I mean, it stays in the game. You know, we'll mess around, joke in the games. But, you know, friendship was there first. And then we've always had that.
Usually two quarterbacks from the longest rivalry in the state of Arizona are not supposed to get along. But me and Taryn just put that aside and just be like, let's follow the word of Christ and just do what we know is right, and then all is well. So we put that aside.
On Saturday, Taryn baptized Brandon with hundreds in attendance. Brandon chose "Praise to the Man" to be sung because of the strong testimony he gained of the prophet Joseph Smith and how it influenced his conversion. Brandon's new bishop and young men's president spoke at the baptism, along with a teammate and Brother Palmer's 9-year-old son, Matthew. He related how he felt warm and clean at his own baptism and encouraged Brandon to continue reading the scriptures to find answers. He also related the story of Brandon's kindness during his surgery and recovery.
Another thing we need to do is have faith. I remember a few days after my surgery, my dad saying, "Maybe you will help Brandon in the church." He had a joking smile on his face, but I knew that if I had faith and prayed, it might just happen. And here we are at Brandon's baptism. I know my prayers are answered. So are Brandon's when he asked God when the church is true.
Brandon was nervous as he stood up to thank his family, friends, and those who influenced his decision to join the church.
I want to say thank you, Taryn, for baptizing me today. It's a real honor. Appreciate it. And I just want to thank Brother Palmer, mostly. He helped me through this, and he gave me more knowledge of the Book of Mormon and bring me closer to my scriptures. I just want to say I love you, too, and the Palmer family. I want to say I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything you've done in my life. I love you a lot. This means a lot to me. But I just want to bear my testimony that as I came a month away, I made my commitment to become baptized. And I know that it's the right decision I made, as you can see. And I'm gonna fulfill it with all I have. And just thanks for everything, guys. Say his name, Jesus Christ, amen.
After his baptism, Brandon talked about the anticipation he felt.
Well, as time was progressing through my commitment of getting baptized, I felt like it needed to hurry up and come because I was so excited, and I just wanted to get this, not not over with, or to get it over with, because I knew it was the right thing to do.
Brandon has felt a connection to Joseph Smith throughout his conversion.
Well, I think we're similar because we both found an answer, which church is true, and then we both, well, I'm going to receive the priesthood, and as you know, he already has a priesthood, but, and I'm going to get the Holy Ghost and be confirmed a member of this church, and he's just another part of the brotherhood, so we're brothers in a way.
Since his baptism, Brandon has received the priesthood. He says he has been blessed by the Holy Ghost and by being part of a new team, the priesthood.
Well, one of the most important things to me, getting baptized, probably receiving the Holy Ghost. I feel like another member on the team. By getting the priesthood, I'm grateful to bless the sacrament and do my services to Heavenly Father and be worthy to Him and keeping the commandments and all that stuff. So it's been a blessing on my life.
In October, Brandon was able to attend the General Conference priesthood session for the first time.
It kind of helped my testimony, seeing all those holders of the priesthood, because I know they know that this church is true. So it helped my testimony in a way, and know that what they say is from the Heavenly Father, and they pray about it, and they know about it, and they work about it, you know? So.
In the past few months, Brandon's relationship with Taryn has strengthened.
He came closer to me as a brother now that he baptized me. I see him more closely, like as a true friend and as a member on the team. And I'm just grateful he was willing to baptize me, and glad we put this aside, the rivalry.
Brother Palmer says Taryn and Brandon remind him of Ammon and his brother being mocked when going to teach the Lamanites.
He says, you know, that all of our brethren, they mocked us to scorn, thinking if you went over there, there's no way that they're going to listen because they're just so hard. And there is some feelings in the community that that maybe those in Safford are more hardened. And when people are finding out that Brandon was getting baptized, because frankly, in this community, he's an icon. Everyone knows Brandon McEwen because of his athletic achievements, and he's just incredible. But if you would have told somebody he was going to get baptized, you know, they wouldn't have believed it. I've just been so impressed with, first, for Brandon to find the gospel and then have the courage to be alone in his family and join the church. And for Taryn to put aside all the feelings of any kind of a rivalry and just be sincerely excited for his friend to join the church. Sincerity is so huge with these two. They're real. Like, who you meet, that's who they are. They're real boys. And their heart's good. Both their hearts are just good boys. And they'll make good men and good fathers.
He adds that this story has helped to squash stereotypes and focus on the gospel.
There's people that hate each other without knowing each other. That's the uniqueness of this story, is that two people who really know who they are, each other, they've got to know each other and how neat they are, can put aside this stereotype that this other town isn't quite as good as the other. I don't think Heavenly Father worries so much about what town we live in as much as he worries about the type of person that we are. There's a quote that I love from Elder Holland that says, the race is not against each other, it's against sin. And I just feel like that's what I've seen. That they're realizing that this, we don't have to be competitive against each other, but we can work together.
Brother Palmer was hoping that something would happen to unify the two communities.
Since I've been here, I've wished, because I go to church in Thatcher, and I've taught in Safford, and I've heard it all from people in my ward and other places of the rivalry. You know, how is it over there? Is it bad? and so I've seen these feelings that sometimes we carry, that maybe there's not good people over there, or And so when we prayed for this missionary experience, I couldn't have asked first for a more unique situation where two boys from a rival high schools would put all those things aside and become members of this church and Aaronic priesthood holder baptizing them. But also I couldn't have asked for, in my opinion, a better thing for this community and this valley to put those things aside. Here's two boys, two young boys, living the example of what Jesus Christ taught. And we could try to do a lot more of that in our life.
He says Brandon has not only been a great example to the community, but also to his family.
One night, they asked Brandon why he was joining the church, and he said, I want a family like Brother Palmer's. And I looked at my little kids and my wife, and we're not perfect, but to know that here's a boy who is just such a good example to my kid. I watch my little boy just sit and watch him read and make commitments. I can only hope my boys will make those same commitments in their life to live the law of chastity, keep the word of wisdom, serve. And I'm just grateful for their examples to my kids and to me.
Brandon says he is grateful and hopes people will be affected by his decision.
No, I just say thanks to all the people that helped me, especially Taryn and Brother Palmer and his family. It means a lot. I mean, I hope my decision, like, influence people.
Brother Palmer expounds on how we can all apply the lessons he has learned from this experience.
Heavenly Father put us where we're supposed to be, put us in an environment, and that we're sometimes, myself included, quick to judge, stereotype, put into categories or communities a certain type of people. But if we can break those barriers down, if we can look at this story and we could think that Heavenly Father loves every one of his children the same. And that if we could look at each other with that same love that our Heavenly Father has for his children, I think we could learn a lot from this story. I pray that we will ask our Heavenly Father to show us somebody. Remember, Lehi turns from the tree and he looks and he says that he saw his family, but they didn't know where to go. They're out there. People are out there that don't know where to go. And I have a testimony that that if we ask our Heavenly Father to show us where they are, he'll show us where they are.
He adds that it's easy for people to get in a routine and not look around us for missionary opportunities. He encourages others to live what they believe, pray, and experiences will come.
And it doesn't take much to answer a question, to invite them to a mutual, to a games night, to a seminary social. And in this story, I didn't have to do much. All my family did, as we prayed and asked Heavenly Father for an experience, and he just handed it to us and said, here, why don't you guys have this experience?
Brandon gets a little emotional as he talks about his testimony and the changes he has experienced in his life.
I feel welcomed to be in the Brotherhood of Jesus Christ. It brought a lot of blessings in my life, and hopefully continues to bring more blessings, and I'm grateful for all he has done for us and why we're on this earth today and the excitement it also brings when we feel the Spirit. I know that Jesus Christ lives. I know that these... Getting choked up. Even at church I get choked up. I know our Heavenly Father lives. I know Joseph Smith is a true prophet. I know the Book of Mormon is true. I thank the Heavenly Father for the blessings that he gave us in our lives, and just become closer to him and just hopefully follow that goal, be in the celestial kingdom and just find that happiness in our lives that we all look for.
and that's what I intend to do.
Brandon and Taryn say this experience has bonded them, and as they talk about where they see themselves in 10 years, they say they'll still be friends.
10 years from now, so I'm 17 right now when I'm 27. I want a wife, some kids, I want an eternal family, I want to be sealed in the temple. I want to have a successful job, provide for my family. I still want to be friends with Brandon.
Yeah. I want a good wife, and we'll be sealed in the temple forever, and have about a couple kids, and have a very supportive job for me and my family, and be living a good life.
You've been listening to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. For more information on this program, visit us at radio.lds.org. To share your story with the Mormon Channel, email us at radio@lds church.org. Thanks for listening.